Well, we have Elias Corey with us, who lives in Polish Hill and is in 11th grade at Holy Family Academy. He's a great performer and songwriter. Elias has been with us before, and I know you'll enjoy him. And we'll take a listen to his first song and then talk a bit. Here is Elias Corey.
Let's move on to someone else, 'cause I can't make you want me. Got a chance with someone else.
Elias Corey here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Welcome back. It's nice to hear your voice and your playing. Tell me about that song.
Well, I kind of made it's kind of like out of many things, kind of. Like, it's inspiration from, like, seeing other people kind of struggle, but, you know, they'll still try from, you know, everything that's coming towards them.
Even though you can sort of maybe see that the chances of success are limited, but they're still trying just the same.
Yeah, there might be, 98%, you know, it's not going to happen, but, you know, it's 1%, you know.
Yeah, it's something, and that's a really, it's a great song. I like the way the music matches that song in a very, I can't put my finger on it. I don't think I need to. It's just that the mood of the melody of the song really gets you in that same sort of a bittersweet mood. But yeah, you see, if you apply it to love, you know, why are we doing this to ourselves? What a great song. You mentioned there's some other things that you think about in terms of that song too.
It's kind of like when I was starting out the song, it kind of sounded like one of the a Pink Floyd song
that
it would be playing. It kind of has like a major chords on top of, like, say, sad poetic words, kind of contrasts itself.
So here you've got Elias at the age of 16 mentioning Pink Floyd, among others, and I regard you as an old soul in a way. You are certainly a person of the times, but it's kind of cool that you go back to some older songs too. How did you develop your interest in music?
Well, you see, my dad has a lot of albums that he had from early 70s, you know, late 60s, stuff like that. And I was playing, stuff, like newer stuff. So he gave me his record player, gave me a bunch of records, like Jimi Hendrix, Santana, Pink Floyd, all that good stuff, you know.
Do you remember when you first listened to that stuff? Were you immediately attracted to it?
Pretty much, yeah. It kind of spoke to me.
Yeah, it's kind of fun. You know, I was looking. I'm digressing a little bit, but I every now and then there's a song I hear in my head and I really want to find it. And there was a band called Timberline, all one word, that goes back to, in fact, the guy who founded that band was only 15 or so when he started it, and they had some national success, and I had an LP of it, but I was trying to find it online too, and I ended up reading the whole biography about this person, and I had no idea how much he had done. And it just had such an interesting life. And it's kind of fun sometimes to look back. How I should have started was that was an artist who I remember when I was about 17 really liking that particular album, the way the songs were written and orchestrated. And then going back quite a while later and looking at it, I can see why it struck me. But I also had a different relationship with it. Now that some time has passed, too, it's got to be a real kick for your dad to listen to these songs with you if you're able to, you know, if you listen together.
Yeah.
And also to hear you writing, too. Are you going to be playing out anywhere? Well, you're not going to be playing out this weekend, not outside. I know you like to busk, but I can't imagine busking in this weather. But are you going to be playing anywhere where folks can see you?
Well, I usually play at some of the local places around Pittsburgh during the winter, like Southpaw on the south side and Carson Street.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great place to play. Also, Moondogs and Blawnox is great people and a great place to jam.
And excellent.
Like learn more from other people and new techniques.
That's terrific. When you go to those places to jam, are there other high school kids usually, or are you often the youngest there?
Pretty much. I'm always, the newcomer. and surprisingly, I'm accepted into the ring of people.
Well, that's I'm not surprised given how talented you are, but. I'm sure you're holding your own, too. When did you start playing? I'm trying to remember.
I started when I was about 12, 13.
Yeah, so you just keep getting better and better, and your voice it's just really tremendous. You really, I don't know, when you take songs, you really, if they're not already your own, you make them your own. As you're singing. What would you like to do next?
I'm into a lot of Jim Croce, so I was going to do Time in a Bottle.
It's one of my favorite songs. This song was actually played at my wedding. So
really?
It's our wedding, so it's a great song. I'm curious about Jim Croce. We'll talk about that a little bit more after you play it. If you're just joining us, you're listening to... Elias Corey, who is in 11th grade and is 16.
Mm-hmm.
could save time in a bottle. The first thing that I'd like to do is to save every day till eternity passes away, and I'd spend them with you. If I could make days last forever, and words could make wishes come true, I'd save every day like a treasure, and then again I'd spend them with you. And there never seems to be enough time to do the things that you want to do once you find them. And I looked around enough to know that you're the one I want to go through time with. I had a box just for wishes and dreams that had never come true, and the box would be empty except for the memory of how they were answered by you. And there never seems to be enough time to do the things that you want to do once you find them. I looked around enough to know that you're the one I want to go through time with.
That was beautifully done. You couldn't see it, but Ricky came gracefully into the theater with a big smile on her face as you played that. And it's a beautiful song.
Yeah.
Did you discover Jim Croce through your dad's record collection too? He and I have a lot of similar albums. Jim Croce's songs hold up really well, don't they?
They're pretty majestic.
Yeah, and there's a lot of great videos on YouTube. I don't know if you've looked there. A lot of his performances were captured.
Oh, yeah, live.
And there even is a relatively recently released concert that his wife Ingrid authorized the release of, which has some songs I'd never heard him do before, that I think is out on YouTube or maybe at the Internet Archive, but just a lot of great songs. Those guitar parts are pretty hard to master, too. There's a lot of intricate.
Yeah,
that's the perfect word for it. I know you're finishing up your 11th grade year or right in the middle of it. Do you know what you want to do after you graduate?
Well, right now, I'm basically trying to get as much experience I can get in, like, communications and, like, getting into, like, music-related things. Like, right now, I work for the county in helping to organize the festivals around Pittsburgh.
Oh, that's great. That's an internship you're doing. So would you be involved if it's county, like, any of the summer time music sessions that are done out at Hartwood or South Park? Well, that's great. There's a lot to be done at those things. It's amazing how much work there is.
It is a big team.
Yeah. Well, that's fantastic. Have you recorded anything yet?
I have a lot of live recorded things that are, like, semi-professionally recorded, but not in a studio yet.
Is anything up at a website that folks can listen to?
Actually, yeah. I have my band page. It's called The EK Band, and it's pronounced The E.K.Band.
E.K.Band.
Yeah.
And, in fact, I just liked your page yesterday, so you can go and find that page and like it. And are there some music there?
And also from my Facebook page, I just uploaded my new website that I made.
Fantastic. Now, when you play as a band, who's with you?
I'm the lead guitarist and rhythm. My dad, Najib Khoury, he plays bass guitar. And usually we'll get like a session drummer or like session keyboardist that we know to come perform with us.
Fantastic. I hope that you'll continue to look for Elias Khoury, who's just, you know, I know you'll probably write more songs. It's great to hear you bring life to these older songs, too. I think you have one more.
Yeah, kind of just like an improvisational, kind of like instrumental.
Fantastic. So once again, here is Elias Khoury. Elias Khoury, and if I may quote Linda from Collier, who just wrote, Elias is the best. Thank you for being here. Aww.